Macklin. Excitement was in the air as Delta Co-op welcomed more than 100 guests as the brand new C-Store, Gas Bar and Dairy Queen location was officially opened in Macklin August 26. This caps off the completion of this $8.7 million investment in the community of Macklin. General Manager Andrew Parrott says, a co-op was first started in Macklin in the 1900s. In 1962, Macklin joined a number of locations to form Delta Co-op. Guests observed another level of growth with the special event that accompanied their community's newest business location. Presently, Delta Co-op Macklin locations include a food store, which was moved from a downtown location and expanded into a new building in 2013. Recently added also as a new agro location, which was opened in 2020. Addition of the new C-Store, Gas Bar and Dairy Queen restaurant, expands Delta Co-op's employee complement to between 40 and 50 employees, said Board President Ron Veller in his address. Veller also said, there has been much anticipation in the last year watching this addition proceed. Delta Co-op is committed to decisions such as this new location as it works for Delta Co-op as a whole and because it makes sense for the whole organization. Previously, a cardlock was on the site and it had extensive renovations undertaken to not only build the newest Macklin business but lay out the property to include the three new components of the business as well as ensure the existing tourism booth, a large bunnock bone, would not be changed or repositioned, but rather the focal point of the new development. One Macklin resident was proud to note the trees formerly on the cardlock site were transplanted in Heritage Park, ensuring that they were not destroyed in the construction process, while helping accent another place in Macklin. Macklin's mayor, Stephen Lowe, following the official ribbon cutting, said, "It is an honor to be part of this grand opening and Macklin is grateful for this wonderful company that entrenches itself in our community and surrounding area. The local vision of Delta Co-op embraces nothing short of amazing and we are thankful for that. This is something to be really proud of." Lowe adds his appreciation that Delta Co-op's investment in the community also includes being a community booster by lending hands to help with fundraising events or donations. In attendance were a number of dignitaries including representatives from Federated Co-op as well as MP Rosemary Falk, who spoke at the program, saying, "Local businesses are the backbones of our communities, and they create jobs and economic benefits for our towns." Veller commented in his address stating that Delta Co-op's Dairy Queen franchise is the first one operated by the cooperative where it is situated. Both Veller and Parrott gave thanks to the general contractor and sub-trades, which also provided spin-offs to Macklin by employing local tradespeople. They extended thanks to both Macklin staff and the administration office team, as well as the Delta Co-op board for their teamwork in the project. The C-Store is being managed by Brandon Wildman assisted by Nolan Sieben. The Dairy Queen side is being managed by Linda Thomas with assistant manager Vanessa Phillips. Veller said the C-Store opened in March of 2022 with Dairy Queen opening on Mother's Day weekend, and he noted that the results, so far, have been better than they expected. Longtime former board member and Delta Co-op supporter, Adeline Knox, was visibly proud at being tasked with performing the official ribbon cutting. Once the ceremony was over, people flocked into both the C-Store and Dairy Queen to take advantage of grand opening specials and check out Macklin's newest Delta Co-op stores. As well, there were a few games people could participate in for a chance to win prizes, and fuel purchases also enabled customers to be entered for patio prizes. The first 100 customers who purchased an 8-inch or larger ice cream cake were eligible for a coupon entitling them to a free small blizzard every week for a year, which resulted in 100 cakes being all sold before the ribbon cutting took place. A few attendees were interviewed, no one wanting to be directly quoted. However, statements received were, "This is a great asset for Macklin. What an exciting day for Macklin and what a beautiful day for this event. We notice out-of-towners here today, which indicates that this is an attractive business not just for Macklin residents but all over."